USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are honoring service members across the country on Veterans Day today. Veteran and Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox and Friends that every veteran deserves respect and gratitude.
Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. This is a day when we remember their service and their sacrifice in defense of our nation.
Frustration continues for many Americans as control of Congress is still unknown days after the election.
As America continues to wait and wonder why some states can't get their elections in order, Nevada and Arizona continue to struggle with a process that Florida got done in one day. Clark County Register of Voters in Nevada, Joe Gloria, continues to explain why they don't have the results 3 days later.
We still have over 50,000 ballots that need to be counted. Those are in various stages in the process of validation before they go to the counting board, and finally, ultimately, they get to tabulation where we're able to read them into the system. We will continue to work through the weekend.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Tropical Depression Nicole will soak the southeast Friday, bringing much-needed rain to areas suffering from drought, but threatening lives and property elsewhere in the region. The forecast is calling for 2 to 4 inches of rain from central and eastern Georgia all the way to the western and central parts of the Carolinas, eastern Tennessee, southwestern Virginia, and southeastern Kentucky. President Biden is leading international climate talks in Egypt as part of the United Nations Climate Change Conference. Biden affirming efforts that fighting climate change will not fall off, as happened twice before when Democrats lost power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Pediatric intensive care units across the country are seeing a surge in cases of RSV. At Massachusetts General Hospital, they're calling it a capacity disaster.
There are no available pediatric ICU beds. There are no available pediatric general care beds.
Brian Cummings, the medical director of the Department of Pediatrics at Mass General for Children. Cummings estimates RSV cases are running 20 to 60% higher than an average fall. The House of Representatives remains up for grabs days after the November 8th midterm elections. If Republicans gain the majority in the chamber, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is expected to become Speaker. He's telling Fox News what President Biden said to him in a phone call on Wednesday.
He congratulated me, so for anyone who thinks we didn't win the majority, Joe at least believes we did.
There are some questions as to if Congressman McCarthy can get enough votes to be Speaker of the House if there's a slim GOP majority. Michigan State will play Gonzaga in the San Diego Harbor on the flight deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln. It's the first ever college basketball game on an aircraft carrier since Michigan State and North Carolina played in 2011 on the USS Carl Vinson. The Armed Forces Classic will be broadcast on ESPN. Tip-off of that game set for just after 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.